Ladbrokes Kent St Ledger, you've four runners, they're all separated. Kunov Kro goes in the first one, up against the defending champion, low pressure. Capel Rose in great form. How do you see that one going?
Yeah, see, look, Crayford, she's two Golden Jacket finals, and she's a great little open race bitch and always tries the hardest. Maybe a length or two short of the very best, but she's certainly not without a chance in this whole competition. It's a trappy draw. Low pressure's not an easy dog to get round, you know, I'll look further on the rails and everything, but she seems to be getting stronger over these kind of distances, you know, so even if she's not in front, then she could come from behind. The key is just qualifying more than anything, you know. She wins, but really, realistically, as long as she qualifies for next week.
Okay, and then we've got Ballymac Taylor, trap one. Obviously, I think the world knows she would really like further than that. She's got a decent bit on her outside in Droopy's Flotilla, who's in exceptional form, hasn't she?
Yeah, I like Droopy's Flotilla. It gave Garfinny Blaze a really good race at home. Like, he had to pull out all the stops to beat that one, and then, you know, I'll say it's very underrated, to be honest with you, and you know, that'll take some beating in the whole event. Ballymac Taylor, of course, would, you know, needs another lap, really, but there's just not races around, and at the end of the day, she was favourite or second favourite to win the Golden Jacket. Just didn't quite happen for her in the hustle bustle of a six dog race over 7.14, but she's fast enough, and you know, her best times and everything suggest that she could win the whole event. She just has to do it probably the hard way, but as I say, there's just no other races for her, so you know, why not put her in this? Seems to handle sharp tracks quite well. She's always there or thereabouts. It'd be difficult to keep her out the final, and if she can get in the final, then you know, she's never going to be a big prize to win it with her style of running.
We have probably the most intriguing of the runners in the third heat, Ballymac John Joe in trap six.
I personally don't think he'll stay this light, yeah, but he ran well last week at Crayford, and we've tried to do a little bit of work on him. I took a little bit of weight off of him, see if we can get him to stay better. I think probably about 80 is probably his limit, like, yeah. So if he could lead, because he's got great early pace, and you know, with a wide run, you're always going to get your draws. And if there was ever a track that would suit something like him, it's one of these front running types that can get around the bends, because you know, being in front around Crayford is always an added bonus. You know, hence where Ballymac Taylor would have problems, right? You know, it's not the case with Ballymac John Joe, who's going to have to go off from the front, but he has got great early, and you know, it's more, I've got to be honest with you, it's a more entry of hope rather than confidence.
Yes. Finally, the fourth heat, which is a very decent race in its own right. Mini Bullet, Baywatch Bullet on her inside, Dazzle Rolex, the Golden Jacket winner, out in six. Do well to be happy enough to qualify from that, I would have thought.
Well, the thing with Mini Bully, I mean, she's a terrific competition bitch. She's just a terrific bitch. Guts and everything that you want. She overachieves rather than underachieves. And she gives it her all. But in these kind of competitions, you know, she would have to be a front runner, like, to be able to win. And certainly, this is a tough heat, like, to start with. But, you know, they'll all be fearful of her rather than the other way around anyway. And I'm sure she'll give it all. I would like to see a lead up, though, and she could put the others right under pressure if she did. And that would be interesting. But, again, you know, I tossed up between going to Clayford with her or going to Sheffield for the three steps, but I just don't think she's got enough pace for that 480, 500 sort of races, you know, and although she'd be quite good over the 660, I just felt like she had more chance in this Tenson Legend than she would in the three step. So hence that's why she's there. But again, probably not the strongest of runners, so more hopeful than confident that she could win this whole competition, which again is great sponsorship, and we've won a couple of Tenson Legends over the years, and I think we've got enough talent in our little squad there to have a reasonable go at winning that game.